Brutally Honest, Mel B's Tell-All Memoir, written by Melanie Brown, and read by Melanie Brown, Phoenix Chigalzar Brown, Andrea Brown, Zara Abrahams, and Bruce Lester Johnson.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I rise. From Still I Rise by Maya Angelou.
Hi there, I'm Melanie Brown, and I want to say thank you so much for buying this Audible book. This really does mean a lot to me that you've gone out and spent your hard-earned money to listen to my story. A lot of you listening have grown up with me. I'm the loudest Spice Girl of them all. Mel B, Scary Spice. And you're going to find what happened to me over these past 10 years pretty shocking. I haven't held anything back. And some people in the world I work in, the showbiz world, probably think I've been way too honest. But I come from the real world. I'm a working class, mixed race girl from Leeds. And whatever has happened to me, however many private planes I've been on or other celebrities I've mixed with, I am still that northern girl who never forgot her roots. Becoming a Spice Girl changed my whole entire world. And because I am that northern girl, even in my darkest, bleakest moments, no one ever managed to kick my sense of humour out of me. So I promise you, you're going to find some unexpected laughs along the way. I want to tell my story so you can understand what I've been through in my life. But actually, what's more important to me is that people who listen to what I've been through will understand what other women go through. It's not just me. It might be someone in your office, someone you see in a pub, or someone you see on TV. And you think they have it all, but they don't. My story is for anyone who's been made to feel crazy, ashamed, humiliated, or gaslighted. Anyone who's turned to drink or drugs to mask their pain. Walk in my shoes. I have no shame. I've been there. I've dropped to the lowest point and I have risen and I will keep on rising. In my 20s, I was shouting a message of girl power to other young girls. I'm now in my 40s and I'm so proud in 2018 of all the women that have had the courage to speak out. It's so important that us women stand together. We need to speak honestly, support each other and never live in the shadow of shame, ever. Shame. It's such a small word for something that can have a massive effect on your life. I felt shame for so many things. From when I was a kid at school and couldn't read as well as the others in class, to when I was a single mother in my early 30s raising two children by two different men. Shame is like a cancer because it just eats away inside you. But writing this book has been such a cathartic process for me. And you know what? I'm never going to let shame into my life again. So one thing I learned about myself last year is that I'm very dyslexic. It's crazy, isn't it, that in my early 40s, I'm diagnosed with a condition that could have changed my whole attitude and teacher's attitude to me. It bothered me for years that people thought I was stupid. I would stumble over words. I was so self-conscious about my spelling. When I had to read out loud on TV or in front of crowds, I'd go into a panic because I knew I'd get the words wrong and look like an idiot. Obviously, I'd just have to make a big joke out of it. Thank God for my northern humour. Did you know more than 10% of the British population suffers from dyslexia? And that's just the official figure. There are probably thousands more from my generation and older who haven't been diagnosed. I think it's amazing that in 2018, kids at school are getting routinely tested and people are getting their message across that these children are not thick. They simply have a different way of seeing words and seeing the world. If, like me, you have dyslexia, you're going to struggle from the moment a book is put in front of you. But you'll also learn to get through it and you will survive. You'll prove yourself to be good at other things and you will succeed. I'm now very proud to talk about my dyslexia. I've got on with it.